Okay, so we're holding still in Motzi Matzah. How one eats the matzah. So in Sifav, Mishayin Yochel Lilois Matzah, a person who cannot chew matzah, Mutter L'Shroi Sebemayim L'Rachkecha. He's allowed to soak it in water to soften it. Avavad Shalot Ha'Hinim Chastagami, but as long as it doesn't like dissolve and become mushy.
So why don't people, like, isn't there a whole thing, Gebrach's not
Gebrach's? Oh, okay.
Wasn't
a chassid. Mikra Din, Gebrach's is a minag. Minag, not Ikar Din, right? So we'll see in a second, number 42. But this is eating matzah. It's more important to fulfill the mitzvah of the raisa than to be worried about kebrox, because that's a minag. So a person who therefore is sick or elderly, and it's difficult for them to chew the matzah, and even in water, he says yachal ishroy sebiyayin ubishay mashke. For some reason, water is an issue, so you could do it in other liquids as well. But be careful that when you do soak the matzah in the water of your mitzvah, meaning in your matzah's mitzvah, and you're taking the matzah, which will be for your mitzvah, and you're putting it in this liquid, that it shouldn't sit in there for more than a 24-hour period. There's a concept in halacha that when something sits for 24 hours in a liquid, it can be called, it's called cooked. So you can't be yotze with cooked matzah, right? And whatever would be mafsid the din lechem, to be careful in those things, you have to go back to Siman Minches to understand that. So number 42, he says l'shroi sebemayim. Hey David, he says to soak it in water. He says v'chin yochol lefoyer lepirurin daklin ola'ech lakach. You can also crumble the matzah to break it into tiny, tiny pieces, and to eat it that way.
Going back on one line before, is he saying that with the other liquids you have to be careful not to keep it in 24 hours, or any liquid?
Any liquid. So, but you can break it down, you can crush it until it's very dark, and then eat it that way. And then he says, this is a way of getting out of the gebrox tissue. So if you have difficulty chewing or swallowing something like matzah, which is very hard, then eitzah to not have to put it into liquid would be to kind of grind it until it's very, very thin. And if it's difficult to swallow it, this hard piece of cardboard, so you could throw some liquid into your mouth to help it go down. So even those who are concerned about gebrox, they wouldn't have an issue with that, because once it's in your mouth, there's no issue with gebrox. I'll pee Iker Haminog. Yeah. Okay, other technicalities in the 43, 44, but Baruch Hashem, hopefully everybody's able to chew matzah. We'll see what we could do to try to finish the simon. Let's move along. In Sif Zayin, dealing with Marar, Acha Kach Nelch Kazayas Mar, from Promotzi Matzah, we move on to Mar. Bechinu Noisen Kolecha Bebeisai, to hand Mar to every single member of the household, for the Tavu Bacharoises, and to dip it in the Charoises, and Menaris Acharoises Melov, but also to shake off the charoises from the mar. Shleis batal tam mar. We don't want it to detract from the bitterness of the taste of the mar. And mevarech al achilas mar. And the brachas recited, va'echel b'lo haseba, and he's eaten with that haseba. Of course, in this instance, if a person did lean while he was doing mar, if that ever happened, so he's certainly yotzi b'diavet. Acha kach, maybe not even b'diavet, according to some. That happened to you, Moshe?
No. When we do the leaves, like the charoises,
yeah.
I mean, we pile on the Mara, we pile on the charoses.
Oh boy!
So not.
So yeah. Well, you pile it on top, or you stick it in deep. Like, how do you do it?
No, I take a leaf.
Okay.
And then I take the spoon and everybody says more charoses.
Oh, okay, fine. So two things on that. Unless you want to finish.
No, I just want to do it. Right.
So the Indian is to dip it. That's why it's one of the things that we dip at the Seder. We dip the Yerukos.
Okay.
That are piling it on. So
years of wrong,
right. So you have to, okay, that's an important point. Right?
Okay, so dip.
Dip. And then however much it's dipped in, you have to take off. It should be just like a little bit of like a residue. It should just hardly even taste.
There's going to be riots at my Seder table.
You can do it later.
You'll see in a moment, by the Koyrich, he brings down number 49. He says that when it comes to Koyrich, you can eat it with a lot of charoses. That's your time to you know,
are we even
dive in.
The nosen, someone has to give them, they can't take?
No, they could take, but like again, like, there's an inyan that it should be on the Ka'ara. So you're taking from the Ka'ara and handing it. So try to pile on the chazeres onto the seder plate, so that at least somebody should everybody should have a little bit of. But the reason why it says no, same bishpashas, is because the balabas should know how to give the shear, the proper shear to everybody. You don't want to give more than a kazayas to anybody who's eating more, right? So
romaine light is not hard.
It's not hard, but it's, you know, you have to do it, and then you have to do it again for korech. So you know. So.
And if you have a small seder plate, is it okay to, like, instead of piling it on, like, touch it and then
Yeah. So that was easy. That was mar. Now when it comes to korech already, so you take from the bottom matzah. The bottom matzah is from your is your korech. So take a kazayis of that and a kazayis of mar. And to dip it in the chareisis and to shake it off. But again, I pointed out in 49 Acharonim say that those who say that you don't have to shake off the charos when it comes to karech.
One second. The mara also gets charosis. I mean the karech, excuse me.
Karech gets charosis, yeah. Yeah.
The karech on dip, right?
What?
Karech on dip.
No, no, you
just put it in the middle.
First dip the mara in the charoses, and then put it inside the sandwich. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, can I leave now?
It's okay.
And this is the worst thing that you're, yeah, that you're like over on. Like, I think you're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
No, I have plenty more things. It's okay.
And then you say kein asa hilo, and the karech is eaten beseba shir kazayis. What is a kazayis? So it's either a chati beitza, or perhaps a third of a beitza. A little bit less than a third of a beitza. That's machlok as a half or a third machlok as we shown him. And since mar is a banan, he who has difficulty eating mar, you can take the smaller shear, which is a third of a beitza.
Do you like for romaine lettuce, like you'd wrap it up to see if it's the size of a half of an egg or a third of an egg?
No, it's like 3.3 fluid ounces is, I mean, they also have those charts, but 3.3 fluid ounces is a regular, if that helps you at all, you know, stuffing,
visually, if I see an egg, I can like think about how to smush it.
Some say that works too, something that works too. To try to figure to yourself what that is, but it could be that the shiur might not the same as they were back then. What a beitza is today may not be a beitza back then, but
if it's 3.3 ounces, like two shot glasses.
Yes, maybe if you stuff it in very tightly to, yeah, something like that.
Not that much.
It takes one leaf, like one normal size leaf, maybe even less. I think when I look at
that's what it looks like, about the size charts, of a big leaf. Yeah. Like we said, since Mar is derbanan, so therefore he who is kasha love, so he can have that, and he can be samech. Fine. And you can make the bracha. Again, the reason why you have to be careful with the shear is because you're making a bracha of alachilas. Achilas is always a kazayas. So, again, it's not only an inyan in making sure you have the right shear of the mitzvah, but you don't want it to be a bracha of atala. So if you eat less than an achila, which is a kazayas.
But if the Mar of the karach is going also on it, could it combine? Meaning you're making
an alachias mara. When you combine the charosis with the mara,
No, when you're making alachias mara with the mara.
Yeah.
But it's really also going on the korach mara. Right. So can the two shirim combine if you're b'di'evid, at least if you can't have.
Well, there might be a time issue, right? Because you have to do it in a certain amount of time.
Right, yeah. And that really means like a kazayas for each one. Maybe b'di'evid, I don't know. In some chadarim of tzaddikim, like in Rafshitz, they were. The Rav Shitzer had an inyan dafka to eat less than a kazayis mar. That's like a more of a kabbalah shach, like a rebbe she'inyan, like why he had maki dafka eat less. The Rav Shitzer always did things just a little differently. Yeah.
I thought a bracha chrona is what requires you to have a kazayis.
Right.
Whereas when you just make the beginning bracha is only if you're just even having a mashin.
Correct. So you're right. That's in regards to brachas hanenin. Even just a little bit, since you're getting hanaf even the smallest amount, so you don't need a kazayis. But here, you're saying a brichas hamitzvah. You're saying al achilas mar. So since we mentioned achilas, that's a kazayis, so therefore it warrants a kazayis.
I understand, but is it required to be within a certain amount of time for that kazayis then?
Oh.
Because you're doing the achila, but it could be an achila for the whole suda.
So the shir of achilas pras, which would be 2 to 9 minutes to eat the mar. Or anything else for that matter. Yeah.
So there's not a bracha levatala, even if you don't have kazayas then.
Why? Because you're eating it.
You're getting it.
It's achila. Okay. It's perhaps. Close. Perhaps.
Because you have mosi masa in between, so you have, it's close.
Yeah.
You gotta move.
Yeah. A person who has difficulty eating any mar, yil asal koponim ksas mihaminim shoytzim moshai isa mai. Should at least chew a little bit to get a little bit of mariris in his mouth. Then spit it out. But without a bracha.
If you have regular horseradish with it, is that also part of the kazayas?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay. So you can combine different maras, there's five types of them, together. Okay. Be mitzvah for the shiur. Yeah, many do that lechatchila. They wrap the mar with the
yeah.
My grandfather used to put it in my hand until I learned otherwise. Until I learned otherwise. Right. It's lachatchila, yeah. Ches. Achakach uchtem ha-seuda. The entire seuda should be eaten with ha-seuda. Did you do that, Moshe? Don't feel bad if you didn't. Okay, we're going to see number 50. You're going to be okay with this one. V'noigin lechol beitzim. And to eat a beitza dipped in meimelach and salt water, right?
Which you can buy now prepared.
Yeah,
you can buy prepared salt water.
Oh, please, you can buy also the 10 pieces of bread too.
Right, this is ridiculous. So be careful. You know, everybody's very happy when it comes to Shulchan Aruch. Time to eat. It's very late. But be careful not to overeat, because yes, the afikomen is eating al hasayva, but it shouldn't be achila gasa. It's not an achila possibly. We don't eat roasted food on both nights, even chicken, because chicken wasn't one of the meanim for the Korban Pesach, but it's meat. Even if you cooked it and then roasted it, that also doesn't help.
What if you roasted it and then cooked it?
So I think he talks about that on the bottom. Let's see a second. Is that something which you do?
If you sous vide as possible, you could it's called reverse sear. Basically sear it so it gets the flavor and the color, and then you put in the sous vide, which is the cooking part.
Okay.
And
okay, so let's see if we have it here. Before we do that, let's see 50. Achagach ochlin hasuda. So then we eat the suda, and he says to eat a peseba. This is just a mussar. Those who say not to have mabakach stam sichas chulin at the seder until after the afikoyman, which is a long time, because the birchas hamatzah is oila lakan o lakan. It's an achida for the afikoyman. Means that once you make the bracha of moitzi matzah, so the entire mitzvah is nimshach because that includes afikoyman, which is a chedek of the mitzvah. So from the time of Hamoitzi Matzah until the Afikoyman, to be careful, al tzhafzik. But then he adds, "Uminag hagun limnoy mesichas chulin ad gemar ha'halu k'lashon ha'shalach hadash." So the person wants to be extra machmir in this inyan, that to be careful from sichas chulin until after halo. Like the Shlah writes, "Uktushas halala hazeh v'chol adinim anoygim hi k'dusha rabba ma'oid." The holiness of this night, took a bit mishar, and all the dinin. Ki oz bachar abana Hashem yisbrach b'kol ha'amim v'kidshana b'mitzvayisav. Be careful not to speak any idle chatter at this table the whole night. To tell everybody, weighing our words tonight. Even that is a kishir. That every dibur should be for the sake of Pirsume Nisa. And there are those who learn about the Nana of Korban Pesach at the table. Yeah, that's not a pashuta thing. Of course, we want to make it that it's like, there is an aspect of aim of a yira at the table, but it should be besimcha. And it's very hard sometimes for people to be besimcha if they can't, be loose and to share. Certainly shouldn't be any lashon hara, chalila v'chas, or anything like that. And we wouldn't think that should happen. But, if there's a certain simcha, there's a joy in the air, that's something which is very important, very appropriate, especially in this expression of being a ben chayri. Number 51, we said before, the whole suda should be beheseba. Some say that's only mitzvah min ha-mukhar. It's not even a tzarech. It's just a more of a midas chasidus. But he writes, the minig today is to sit by the table like we normally sit. It's uncomfortable. And that's not how we conduct ourselves. The fact that we even do heseba, the Raviyah questions whether heseba is appropriate at all bizman hazem. But we still do heseba. Nevertheless, to think that we should do it the whole Seder is something which is too much, and the minhag is not to do so. We spoke about having that beitza. He speaks in number 52, but the minig would be altzavelas and zeichel churban and some other inyanim. But in number 53, Yeshua also wants to know about frying tonight. Vafilu tzali keder. So even roasting in a pot. It's not just roasting over a fire, but if it's in a pot and there's no liquid, that's also called roasting. Vafilu bishlo mitchila b'mayim va'achakach also tzali keder yesh lasa. Even if you cook it in water and then you put it in a pot for roasting, that's a problem. Ubasa metugam b'shemen v'tavlinin yesh lasa shedina katzli v'asa. Also to fry. To fry in an oil or in spices would also be considered to be tzali, according to some.
What about if it's like deep fried? If it's like mamish in the liquid?
It sounds like
it would be like water. Like it's not catching really the
fire. Right. Maybe he means like just in a small amount of oil. That makes sense. V'yishikilu, is there any way there those who make up when it comes to any liquid being in the pot? Including the Shevet HaLevi that was Machmer, he says. Achim bosem ma'ushem, but smoked meat, using a smoker, or offer betano, or baking it, at l'chol adeus, that's called tzali. It's more of a newer thing, yeah. Smoking is usher, and then baking it would be usher. So, you're not left with too many options, it seems like.
You can make it on top of the oven.
Huh?
You can more or less make meat on top of the oven.
Well, no, most people make like a roast with liquid in the oven.
Yeah. That's your go-to.
We actually do it on the burners on the top. So
we don't do that.
We don't do what?
We don't do that.
We don't do what? You don't do...
The roast in the oven, whatever.
What do you do?
So how do you...
No, I'm asking. We should not. I mean, just have cooked meat or whatever.
Yeah. Cook it. Yeah, cook it in the liquid.
In the oven.
If you make potted meat... If you will.
But you can do it in the oven.
Yeah, you can do it in the oven.
One second, but the thing is, so you have it in the oven, you have it in the liquid. I don't cook, I don't know. So you would just take the aluminum foil of the cover off, but then it gets browned, which is fine or not.
Yeah, as long as it's cooked in a liquid, that's, yeah.
As long as it's not sleek.
There's a gravy inside.
Don't broil.
Right. The gravy liquid, yeah.
I'm talking.
Don't worry, your wife
answers. Sorry,
we're not answering.
We're extra
modern.
We do it on the
first.
Can you? So your question is, can you roast it and then put it in water? I don't.
Double fail.
I don't think so because he doesn't bring it. He talks about the opposite case. Right? He talks about cooking it and then roasting it.
You can make the argument that the last. Cooking type is one that's
right.
Then it looks, and also it could be, what's it called? Like someone's Mar sign.
You know, the mangas would be like this delicacy.
Someone's getting Mar sign.
Yeah, we're not finishing, don't worry.
Not going to finish it?
No.
Okay. Well, he says in number 50, in 55, actually, we didn't get there to 55. Okay, let's go back inside. I think we're on the third line. Yesh noigim shalalacha balay lazu, shum tibol chutz mishni tibolim shal mitzah, kadeh shenika shelahem neshe mitzah. Those who don't dip anything more than the dippings which we have that we're supposed to do. Dipping in the karpas, the lara, the beitza.
The two that I didn't. No, that's an extra one.
So whatever dippings you do, Moshe, don't do any more dippings. Okay. La'acha gemara suda, after the suda, those who just have a minute like that, it's not, I don't know if everybody has that.
Didn't do the dippers that I'm supposed to
do. Oh, you're not? Okay, so you should do that.
We just...
La'achig mar asuda, oichin afi koyim ezeche lukom ha-pesach shanecho b'seif asuda shigmar kol ha-sviya. After the end of the suda, we eat the afi koyim ezeche lukom ha-pesach. And that should be done, like we said, al ha-saiva. Should be done al ha-saiva. So he brings on the bottom the very famous t'nai of the Avnei Nezer. I don't know if this is so common, but... But if you find yourself that you're running out of time, you ever find yourself like so late into the game, like yeah, you have to like, kind of rush your eating because the maggid is too long. Ever happened?
Well, when you have kids and like they're trying to
eat. Oh, you don't do it before. You eat dafi kamen before chatzos or no? No. Okay, so you're really chassidish then.
This never happens.
It never happens. Okay, so he brings the tanai of the Avnei Nezer. This is kedai to know. The tanai of the Avnei Nezer is that why do we mark with the dafi kamen before chatzos? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you have to have the korban pesach before chatzos. Rabbi Kiva argues. Rabbi Kiva says you can have it kol alayim. Yes. Shaila how we pass in the chatzil pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he says like this: if you see that you're running out of time before chatzos, you should wash and have the afikoyman. Even if it's in the middle of magid, you should wash, have the afikoyman, and you should say outside. If like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then I'm yoytzi with this as my afikoyman. And if not, it's like Rabbi Kiva, then I'm yoytzi later.
You're not going to have any left.
Huh?
But how do you have afikoman before you even have most matzah?
That's what you do. That the afikomen before chatzos is that's the halacha.
So you're talking about just eating a piece of matzah. It doesn't have to be the specific.
Is that the shear?
But you say this is the afikomen.
I'm saying.
But then you need the shear kabeza or not?
You have to have the kazayis. Yeah.
I mean kazayis.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
During magid.
If that ever happened. Yeah. Yeah. But he says like this. Look at the footnote. Now we have to read the footnote. V'ezar Moshe's closing this. He was about to leave. V'ezar la'ochlo koydam chatzos. Be careful to eat the afikum before chatzos. That's the halachah in Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh like bidul kach. Those who weren't careful about this. I mean, they weren't makbid on this. They weren't makbid. V'imki sheyesh hakayisim shemutu lakat misagadav Shulchan Aruch b'shul l'cholam afikum tina chatzos. Although there are those who write that we should be makatzer, more concise and quicker when it comes to the Haggadah in order to achieve this goal of Afikamim before Chatzos. I quote that this is the minig of the Gra.
And Shulchan Aruch, don't forget.
Makom lemaisa mutav sheikhaim mitzvah Haggadah v'ganat alabincha b'tmesinus okei ochasayim afilu shlo yucha lahasvig lochal Afikamim v'chatzos. Those who say, B'chashav v'poskim, the Chassam Sofer was this way too, it's kedai to take your time, not to feel rushed, so that you do Haggadah appropriately. And you have to come when you eat it, not to be so nizer in this letter of the law of the Shulchan Aruch.
It's supposed to be about the kids, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely that side.
So which kids are going to tell them not to talk?
Yeah, and then he quotes the Tanai of the Avni Nezer, which we spoke out before. Okay, so you have both sides are acceptable minhagim when it comes to accomplishing that. I don't usually have a problem. I kind of move quickly because I find that if it goes on too longer, then everybody loses interest. I'm interested in getting everybody listening.
So you eat bread.
Yeah. We always make chatzos. It must be. Yeah. Is anything else? 56. Okay. Okay. Let's finish the simon.
What time is chatzos?
Chatzos is always about 1 o'clock. Yeah, it's always about that time.
I'm in bed by then.
The second seder is probably not.
We start about 8:30.
1 second. Yeah. So we're going to try to finish this last the last part to the end of the simon. Again, 2 kezesim should be eaten when it comes to the afikomen as well. Why is that? It's not because it's a suffix. It's echazecha lePesach of echazecha lematzah. Because when you ate the carbon Pesach, you ate a kazayis of the carbon and you had a kazayis of the matzah. So the afikomen really counts for both. So it requires 2. Shaisen echazvech. Al kopanim lo yichaz mekazayis al chabesi. Even having 1 kazayis is fine as well.
Right.
After the afikomen, there's no more eating.
Chocolate.
That's it. Nope. And then you pour your cup of wine, your 3rd cup. And should be careful if you were dipping your matzah into your cup. It should be a clean cup. You should clean it and then dry it. Fine. That's an issue.
No specific only if you were dipping the matzah.
Well, you want the cup should be a clean cup. It shouldn't have residue of any matzahs in there.
Who dips matzah in the wine?
Who does that? I don't know. Maybe it was more of a common thing to do back then. Well, mitzvah lahadish ilo mezumin. It's good to have a mezumin on this night. But you shouldn't go from house to house in a hotel. It's very easy. You can go from, it's in the same room, so you can probably make that work. Everybody should make Birchas HaMazon where they ate. He brings down in 56, V'yachalek v'chol ha-masubim chaticha ketana mi-matzah safikaymen, v'yoyisif misha'im matzah shnei kezei hezei chol lechat. Everybody should get a little piece of the actual afikaymen, right? Everybody should get, that's the matzah. That's the golden matzah. Olachatchila yoychol kezayis v'vazachas, kana b'chazayis harishon. And again, the same hanoga before, if we could, chew it all in our mouth and then swallow it all at once, have a kezayis, like that would be the chatchila. V'yisha achlu shnei kezeis b'vazachas, and those who even when it came to 2 kezeis b'vazachas, before. If it's difficult, just chew regularly as long as the shechila is fast, 2 to 9 minutes. But you're right. Eating the afikomen is not something which should be eaten in 2 places. I don't think this is so common because everybody's reclining and sitting anyways. But he says like this, you shouldn't get up in the middle. You shouldn't be moving around from place to place and eating the afikomen. V'hatam, why is that? Afikomen is zecher l'korban Pesach. And the korban Pesach couldn't be eaten in two different places. It had to be eaten in what's called b'bayis echad yochel. In one house had to be eaten. So you can say, oh, it's one house, under one roof. It's not a big deal. However, there are those who say that you shouldn't be moving around even from cheder l'cheder. If you go from one place to another, even even in one house, like we said before, from one room to another room, you can't continue anymore. No more afikomen for you. You lost it. You lost any mitzvah afikomen. You can't correct that anymore. There are those who are cholkim. To be careful for this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. After all, it's about the Tanya. So the afikomen should be, sit down, park yourself, lean to the left and eat the afikomen azai. Okay, there aren't any issues. Again, it doesn't sound like it's mom or something to people are knowing to be moving around. Maybe unless somebody's serving a chleis, I don't know. In 57, he says, after the afikomen, no chocolate, nothing like that. If a person is a choyli or a zakin, has an addiction to chocolate, so he would be allowed to eat after the afikomen. So if a person, if he needs the kaiches, if he's, let's say, he's a doctor, he's a tzala or something, if he needs it, he's a stomach choyle, that he needs to eat, that's part of his regimen, is that he has to have food after at certain parts of the night, so then he can. He's weak, yeah. If he feels weak, he could have something.
Like a diabetic or something.
Yeah, of course. If a person feels any chusha, any weakness, or if he needs, then he certainly can have. Okay, I think that's we just finished at the end. Mom is very short when it comes to the chassidus. Mom is very, very quick, so let's just finish to the end of here. Oh, we said tavu mazumin. The balabais is the one who benches on this night. He's called Toiv, and he's the one who says called Dichban Yesiv Yichel. The Achakim Bracha Lakoyse shows the Beseba, and then you make a bracha on the Bechas Amazon, and you do it leaning, and you're not allowed to drink between the third coast and the fourth coast. Okay, the rest of we're not going to get to, but it talks about Bechas Amazon and the Halal and the Minig of Koyse Shaliyahu. But Mitzvah Hashem, Al Shana Bavi Yerushalayim.
What is the Minig of Koyse?
What's the meaning of the coast? Yeah. So, want to see real quickly. In number 60, he writes, after you pour the fourth coast, you pour the fifth coast, which is Kosh Shaliyah.
Vaz Noigin Lim. One second, can I make an I'm
willing to. You do Kosh Shaliyah, right?
No, I'm willing to not do this because a leaf of us anyway, so we can finish this. I don't know. if
they'll stick around longer. Usually, you wouldn't stick around longer, but.
Right, wow.
If we want to do that. just putting it out there, yeah. If we want to do that.
Okay, we're gonna get there. Vaz Noigin Limza Kosh Shaliyah. When you pour the fourth coast, you also pour Kos Eliyahu. And we explained earlier the different reasons behind the Kos Eliyahu. It should be a really nice coast, a big coast, with a very fancy wine. And the balabas is the one who pours the cup.
Oh.
You pour the cup before you say Shavai Chamascha. Those, what? You pour, yeah? That when they pour,
you take it from the Kosh Eliyahu.
Right, you pour the fourth Kosh from the Kosh Eliyahu, meaning you pour it into the Kosh Eliyahu.
So you can't do it before. At the same time you do Kosh Eliyahu.
Right, so
you can't do that at the same time.
Right, exactly. You have to pour the Kosh Eliyahu first if you're pouring the Kosh Eliyahu into the fourth. There are those who pour the wine into the Kosh Eliyahu, and from there they pour into the cups for the fourth Kosh to everybody.
And then you refill it.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's not a mark or anything.
No. All the minhagim. No, no, no. What?
They make a mess with the Kosh
Eliyahu. It's easy to do. Ben says.
We save it for like year round.
What, the Kosh Eliyahu?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. That's what he says here. I think he says it. 1 second. V'yeshi shiru ad l'shtiyas kais harvi. V'az be'emsa shtiyah hoisifa l'kol kais. And there are those who leave it until the fourth coast, and in the middle of the drinking, they pour into the fourth coast for the coast shaliyo. It's very similar. And those that after the seder is over, they leave it on the table, they cover it, and in the morning they put it into a bottle. I guess, and then, but anyways, it's definitely a wine which you want to save and use either for kiddush the next day or for all year round. It's a very chashav wine.
If I'm with my father-in-law, I give him benching.
That's fine.
Yeah,
he says here. Yeah.
Just pour into each.
Yeah. Fourth coast has that advantage.
I need a review for a couple of things.